Today, Secretary of State Powell took the administration line on Iraq to the front line in a surprise visit to Baghdad. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The secretary spoke to reporters at the end of a week of bombings, assassinations, and attacks against American troops.
The United States will not shrink from this task, and President Bush has made it clear that the United States and its coalition partners will show the staying power necessary to accomplish our goal. With that, I'd be delighted to take any questions that you might have.
One reporter asked a loaded question through an interpreter.
You will deliver the sovereignty to Iraq. How many American bases will be in Iraq, and where are they going to be? Thank you.
We're not in the business of building permanent bases, but essentially a smaller size force than has been here for the past year will be here after the 1st of July.
That will be the first full day that Iraq's sovereignty is officially restored. Another reporter asked about criticism from U.S. allies, including Poland, Spain, and France. The French foreign minister said today there was no terrorism in Iraq before the U.S. invaded.
Terrorism existed in many parts of the world before this war. It especially existed in Spain. We have seen terrorist attacks all over the world had nothing to do with the war in Iraq.
Some of the press corps did not hear Powell's defense of the Bush administration. 22 Iraqi and Arab reporters walked out just before Powell began, protesting a shooting last night here in Baghdad. Two journalists for the Arabic language television channel Al Arabiya were killed at a U.S. Army checkpoint. Secretary Powell called the killings unintentional.
I regret any loss of life, whether it's journalists, coalition soldiers, non-governmental organization workers, missionaries, average Iraqi citizens just going about their daily life.
Last night's shooting killed cameraman Ali Abdulaziz and correspondent Ali Al-Khatib. Their driver survived, and this afternoon, as Powell spoke, that driver was at the Al Arabiya office in Baghdad. Ahmed Abdul Amiya offered to draw a map to show what happened at the army checkpoint.
Excuse me, may I?
Yes, sir.
Not a checkpoint. Not a my car.
He says the TV crew had just finished reporting on a nighttime rocket attack, which is a regular occurrence here. The TV crew was driving away from the U.S. Army checkpoint when another car, a Volvo, rolled toward the Americans. The Americans opened fire. The driver says some of the shots smashed the rear window of the television vehicle, killing the cameraman and correspondent inside. This afternoon, a funeral procession carried the coffins of the dead men up the street and put them on the sidewalk outside the Al Arabiya office. "There is no God but Allah," the crowd shouted, and then some added, "America is the enemy of God." It was one small example of a gulf in perception between two worlds. As the English-speaking media focused on the visit of Colin Powell, TV crews from the Arabic-speaking world stood on this sidewalk, hearing an imam speak over two coffins draped with Iraqi flags. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.